All right, well, let me just jump on over here to the Right Side Way monologue, and I'll remind you guys that attorney Stan McDonald, a partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee, he is the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. I'll tell you more about him here in a few minutes. All right, so there's been a lot of talk, and rightfully so, about the amount of change coming out of D.C. Like I said a moment ago, it's been the center of the universe. It's been remarkable, actually. And there's really no sign of it slowing down anytime soon. But I think, in retrospect, I think it's less about the actual change and more about the leadership involved in making it happen. So yesterday I told you about the situation with the president of Colombia bowing up against the deportation flights of his own illegal alien criminals that we were trying to send back. So Trump was apparently playing golf when he got the word, and he issued a statement that laid down the law. And before he finished nine holes, the entire international incident had largely blown over. In the previous administration, I mean, it would have resulted in hand-wringing and study groups and press releases and State Department communiques and a year of delays while the Biden team fretted about whether they ought to send some apology money to Colombia to help assuage the guilt of being American. Trump? Not so much. He put out a quick statement on his social media while he stood at the tee box on hole three and proceeded to get on with his game. Problem solved. How refreshing is that? It reminded me, though, of somebody who called into the show a few years ago. So I actually went back through the show notes, and sure enough, I found it back in mid-2022. I mean, as usual, the audience was fully engaged that day. The phones kept ringing. One of those calls really stuck with me, though. I'll never forget it. A guy named Justin, who said he was 19 years old, he called in and asked me a question. And he asked this. He said, "If hard times create strong men, where are the strong men to lead us out of these hard times?" Wow, what a question. From a 19-year-old, no less. I believe he was alluding to a quote from a book by author G. Michael Hopf called Those Who Remain. The full quote would be, "Hard times create strong men create good times and weak men create hard times." The essence of that quote is that we often see a cycle in culture and in history, a circular turn of events in which those hard times, whether they're famine or war or cultural decline or tyranny or some natural disaster, they mount up against the people of a given society, and by necessity, it causes harder, stronger leadership to rise up out of the ashes, if you will. But mankind, being fickle and prone to reinvent the wheel, then allows the good times that come about because of their strong leadership just to make them fat and happy and generally weak. But that weakness, that flaccid and often craven lack of strength that follows the onset of difficulties, and it brings about the next round of hard times. And so the circular motion just kind of starts over. So Justin, who called in a few years ago, I don't know if you're still out there listening, but it was a great question. It stuck with me ever since. And my hope is that what we're seeing right now is the cycle coming back around, that the leadership that just took office is a part of the strong men creating good times cycle. But the conversation, though, spawned by Justin's question, it didn't stop there. My adult son had been listening to the show that day. So my son, he's in the Army, and the fact that he was able to hear the show was also great timing. My son, he called to talk about Justin's question, and now my son is 35 now, right? He was 33 at the time. I'm telling you, Charlene and I have remarked several times that we raised kids that are better than we are. That night was my son's turn to impress me, and he did not fail. He brought up the question from our caller, Justin, and the quote from that book by Hopf, and he said next, you know, what he said next was so good that I asked him, if you wouldn't mind just sending me his thoughts in an email so I could mull over it. So my son pointed out that the second half of the 20th century, especially after the fall of the Soviet Union, had seen an unprecedented level of peace and prosperity across the world. And he pointed out he didn't use the word unprecedented lightly. In my son's words, the world has literally never seen so little actual warfare and such a generally high standard of living. He made note that in the latter half of the 20th century and into the first couple of decades of this century, he made note that European history is, you know, so often seen Europeans killing each other every 4 years or a few years, but at the very, until recently, Europe has been largely free of open warfare, for nearly 8 decades. This was before the war kicked off in Ukraine. To be sure, the Middle East and Southwest Asia, they've been an on-again, off-again hodgepodge of hotspots, but Western society? Pretty solid. Generally pretty peaceful. But my son, he's a student of modern warfare and military doctrine, and he knows what he sees. And he said that Largely speaking, much of modern society has never had to face real crisis or real problems. And this makes so many of society's members weak, and those weaklings, in the absence of real problems, must therefore invent their own problems. Things like critical race theory and microaggressions and preferred pronouns and mean tweets, those are the result of people who have grown so comfortable that they have to invent problems in order to have something to solve. All right, so let me just stop summarizing my son's comments, and I'm going to read you a direct quote from the email he sent me when we wrapped up this conversation. I mean, I couldn't have written anything better. He said this. He said, quote, "Now we face the hard times these weak men have created. Mass inflation, energy crisis, supply chain shortages, potential food shortages, the highest chance of World War III since the Cuban Missile Crisis. They're all happening while the left screams that men can have periods too." So back to Jason's question, my son said, where are the strong men? He said, I look around and see not too many options. Now at the time, 2 years ago, he said, DeSantis readily comes to mind. The list after him is desperately short. The good news is that the 1970s were a hard decade for the USA, but it only took one Reagan to turn the 1980s into arguably the best decade in our country's history. And my son said, DeSantis may or may not be the next Reagan, and it turns out he's not. We're hoping it's Trump. But rest assured, my son said, that hard times do indeed create strong men. And then he went on to say this, and this is the latter part of his email, and this is my son saying this. He said, until our strong leaders emerge, everyone can be a strong man or woman in their own sphere of influence. No matter how large or how small that may be, it makes a difference, he said. Working hard, treating others like you want to be treated, standing up for what's right in the face of overwhelming pressure, being a source of positivity and hope, refusing to crumble if someone calls you the wrong pronoun, teaching younger generations how to also do those things makes all the difference, he said. And then he ended with this. He said, so go be a local strongman and hold out hope until the national level strongman arrives on the scene. Y'all, he nailed it. Nailed it. First of all, on a personal note, yes, I'm a proud dad. Always have been, but it never hurts to have one more reason, right? Secondly, I hope that y'all are taking note that the basis for this whole discussion, though, and much of its content comes from a call from a 19-year-old and an email from a 33-year-old. There is truly hope, in my opinion, for our future. But next, and to the point, we've been through some weird, difficult, and often distressing times in the last few years. And yet, we as a nation do have it good. I was asked to speak to a high school program not long ago, and I pointed out to them that they are among the first few years of citizens who were old enough to join the U.S. military that were not even alive when 9/11 occurred. Our nation, our culture, has grown soft, and as a result, it's been inventing its own problems. Just, you know, out of thin air. Only to find out that while they stay distracted and chase unicorns and absurdities, that real issues are actually mounting up around them. My son is right. And Justin's question was well-timed. We need the strong people to get on their feet, raise their voices, and say, follow me. And when I look back at President Biden over the last few years, I don't envision he ever had a callus on his hands in his whole life. When I see Governor Ivey right now at the helm of our state, right next door to Governor DeSantis, the phrase that comes to my mind is, she's just going along to get along right now. I can count on one hand the number of local and state leaders who inspire me and give me confidence, but I know that they are out there, and we need them. We need people at the local and state level to rise up and join the fight that we're seeing coming out of D.C. right now. We need people who can say it like it says in Isaiah 50, verse 7, that, quote, therefore have I set my face like flint, and I know I will not be put to shame. So, yeah, we're setting an example right now from the White House. We're getting it. We're getting it every day. An example of what it means to be decisive and to face challenges head on. And hopefully, from the national side of things, that leadership in D.C. will take our broader nation to a period of good times in the cycle of society, but it can't just be up there. It has to be here at home. It has to be at the local and state level. It has to be in business. It has to be in church. It has to be in relationships. All right, so who's in? Who's up for it? To answer Justin's question from 2 years ago, where are the strong men? Well, they're all around us. They just need to know that they're needed. And to recall a quote again from my own son, go be a local strongman and hold out hope until the national level strongman arrives on the scene. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.